Some Arab analysts say they're worried that Israel will try to take advantage of the situation in Iraq to deliver a decisive blow against the Palestinians. Their chief fear is mass expulsion of Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza. The idea of transfer used to be mentioned only by extremists in Israel, but NPR's Linda Gradstein reports it's become more acceptable to the mainstream.
Earlier this month, Israel marked the first anniversary of the assassination of Tourism Minister Rehavam Ze'evi, gunned down by Palestinian militants at a Jerusalem hotel. The Minister of Education ordered all schools to spend 1 hour that day teaching Ze'evi's legacy, which the ministry described as love of the land of Israel. The directive sparked an outcry from many on the Israeli left because Ze'evi was best known for the concept of what he called transfer, the forced removal of Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Members of Ze'evi's Moledet party cite polls showing that between 30% and 40% of Israeli Jews now support the idea of transfer. Uri Banks of the party's executive committee says that's likely to translate into gains for the party in the next election.
That just shows how mainstream this is becoming. We used to be on the outskirts of the right wing, not very accepted, and we're just gaining more and more popularity.
Banks says the Palestinians could be given economic incentives to leave the West Bank and Gaza, and some could remain, though the territory would be formally annexed by Israel.
We will have to dismantle the refugee camps. That's a problem that has to be dealt with by physically removing them and dispersing them into the Arab world. But we are not for bringing in trucks and loading all the Palestinians on trucks and getting them out of here.
But Palestinians say that's exactly what Israeli soldiers did in 1948, when they forced tens of thousands to leave their homes in what became Israel. Many of the 700,000 refugees ended up in the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinian Legislative Council member Hanan Ashrawi says that could easily happen again, this time with Jordan or Egypt as the destination.
It's very clear that they have contemplated and are contemplating this mass transfer, and that it has become part of the acceptable discussion in terms of the demographic problem posed by the Palestinians, so to speak. And given the nature of this extreme right-wing racist government, that remains an option.
Most Israelis say expelling the Palestinians is unlikely and would never be accepted by the international community. But moderates in Israel are troubled that the idea has even become part of Israeli national discourse. Knesset member Naomi Chazan of the left-wing Meretz party says the idea of transfer is immoral.
Transfer is an idea based on racist notions. It's absolutely untenable and unacceptable. The fact that it is even indirectly being legitimized in Israel is a scandal. I think it goes against all the values of the state of Israel or of any democratic country.
Political scientist Yaron Ezrahi says the increasing support for transfer is the result of Israeli frustration with the two-year-old Palestinian uprising that has left more than 600 Israelis dead, along with at least 1,600 Palestinians. He says Israelis are looking for any possible solution, including some that used to be unacceptable, like transfer.
All these moves, in some way, integrate this term, which is inherently anti-liberal and anti-democratic in terms it belongs to a language of occupation, ethnic cleansing. This term, instead of being excised from the Israeli political discourse, has recently become more a part of it.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.